This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We continue our yearly tradition coming off the bye week. We will not ask Patrick any football questions. We will just ask him random, drive, ridiculous questions that hopefully he will answer. I have two thoughts. Now, I'm not sure if you guys will be willing to admit this about Buffalo, but let's try to have the conversation anyway. Number one, I was thinking this as I was watching the game yesterday. I was thinking about how weird of a spot that Josh Allen is in. Now, follow me here. I don't think that it is arguable that right now Josh Allen is playing the best out of any quarterback in the National Football League. If we are taking what we have seen so far this season, he has been the best quarterback in the National Football League. And it's weird to say that because none of us consider Josh Allen to be the best quarterback in the National Football League. It feels very much like Peyton Manning when he was in Indianapolis. Now, some of you might not be old enough to remember this, but there was a time that we used to call Peyton Manning the greatest regular season quarterback of all time, but you didn't want any parts of him in the postseason. I know that now Peyton has turned into Mr. Football and Mr. All-American, but for those of you that remember, there was a time where Peyton Manning couldn't beat Steve Spurrier when he was in college at Tennessee. They couldn't beat Florida, and then that just continued in the playoffs. And I know we now paint it like they could only just not beat the Patriots. For those of you that are old enough to remember, you remember the Chargers used to give the Colts fits. Sean Merriman and those defenses used to terrorize Peyton Manning in the postseason. Some of those years, sure, they lost to Belichick, they lost to Brady. They had a lot of years where they lost to other people too. They lost to the Jets, they would lose to the Chargers, they would lose to this team, they would lose to that team. Does it not feel like history is kind of repeating itself? That the Chiefs are the Patriots? And you now look at the Bills, they kind of feel like those Colts teams. Those Colts teams for a decade were really, really good. You knew every year that they were going to win double-digit games. They were always going to be contenders. But just more times than not, something would happen in January and they would lose. Is that not how we perceive Buffalo to be at this point? So I don't want anyone to take this as Carrington saying Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the league. Nope. I think that Josh Allen right now is playing better than any quarterback. I think the numbers bear that out. But it's weird that he's not the best quarterback in the league, and I don't even think he's close to being the best quarterback in the league despite playing the best. It very much feels like Peyton Manning when he was in Indianapolis. It very much feels like Aaron Rodgers in 2012 and 2013 and some of those years with the Packers where, hey, the best quarterback on the field was Aaron Rodgers. But once it got cold, once it got to January, nope, no thanks. I'll take number 12 in New England, and we're going to continue to win championships. That's the first thing I was thinking. Second thing is, and this is where I think Chiefs fans have to tip their cap a little bit. You want to know who thinks and wakes up every single day about how to beat Kansas City? It's Buffalo. Now, they don't do it right every single time. I would have never traded Xavier Worthy to the Kansas City Chiefs, but this move to go get Amari Cooper is a move that if you are calling into Buffalo Sports Talk, the conversation that you are having, not only did we go get Amari Cooper, we kept him off the Chiefs. How many times have we had that conversation over the course of the last couple of years about wanting the Chiefs to make a move? And one of the positives is, well, he didn't go to Baltimore. He didn't go to Buffalo. He didn't go to this team. I mean, that's going to be the conversation. I don't know if it's going to work for Buffalo. It probably will not work for Buffalo. And I've got like 35 years of data to tell you that Buffalo is not winning the Super Bowl this year. But I think we have to at least tip our cap to how well Josh Allen is playing. And in my opinion right now, he should be the favorite to win NFL MVP. What he is doing with that roster, they don't have their running back last night in James Cook. They trade their number one wide receiver, and Josh Allen still continues to be playing at an elite level. And I think always in the spirit of competition, you at least have to tip your cap. Man, Buffalo is serious about trying to win a championship. Buffalo has a quarterback. They've got a team in place to make a run. And every day they wake up thinking about how can we beat Kansas City. It will probably not be successful. But Baltimore, I don't think, wakes up with that intention every day. I don't think San Francisco wakes up with that intention every day. I think we know enough about Buffalo that they wake up every single day with hatred for Patrick Mahomes in their heart and trying to win a Super Bowl. And that's how, over the course, I would say, of the last 18 months, Buffalo has become their biggest rival.
I agree with everything you're saying. I would also say this is why I sometimes get a bad rap on this show as being overvalue picks guy and, you know, don't want to trade up guy and anti-moving forward guy, and those things are true. But you said something there that was very interesting to me. You said Buffalo doesn't always go about it right. Trading Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs was probably a mistake. I can easily argue the reason the Bills got Amari Cooper is because of the Xavier Worthy trade. In the Xavier Worthy trade, the Bills acquired the following: picks 32, 95, and 221. Draft capital in October and in April.
That they eventually used
really
to go get what they needed.
Yeah. Really, really matters.
That's fair.
And I come off as the, come on, Rob, all in on the three-peat guy. Why are you being so, you know, long-distance driven and not short-sighted? Sometimes trades in April have ripple effects that carry into the season. The Bills got Keon Coleman and then had leftover draft capital to maneuver around in last year's draft, and they know they're a trade-back type of team, so they feel like they're going to have the capital to move around in next year's draft. We haven't really talked about it today, but it's noteworthy.
They also got capital for trading Stephon Diggs,
true,
too.
Do you know what? We haven't talked about it yet today, but it's noteworthy. After, like, the first three rounds of next year's draft, you know how many picks the Chiefs have? Not so many. They have been moving and wheeling and dealing with those picks, and that's great. Super Bowls last forever. But maybe one of the reasons why the Chiefs are being a little timid, a little gun-shy, a little late to the party, pick your analogy, is because they're low on draft capital, and they can't afford to give up first, second, or third round picks, knowing they don't really have fourth, fifth, and sixth, seventh ones in their pocket. The Bills do, so they have a lot more flexibility on a day like today. So is Worthy a great player? Maybe. The jury's still out. He's looked good at times to the Chiefs. But to say, well, the Worthy trade was a mistake, you shouldn't have given him to the Chiefs, maybe giving Worthy to the Chiefs gave you the opportunity to beat them to Amari Cooper.
I want to play what Nate Taylor had to say coming up in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to head to the phone lines and be joined by Patrick Mahomes. It is our yearly We Don't Ask Him Football Questions coming off the bye week. So Nate Taylor was on the midday show earlier, and he was asked the questions: are the Chiefs now prepared to make a move, or are they going to wait until the trade deadline? Here's what Nate Taylor said.
Like, for the Chiefs' sake, I think they want to see their offense for another game or two against the 49ers. Now, again, if someone says, hey, we'll give, and based on Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, man, we take a fourth right now for Deontay Johnson. Hey, maybe you don't hang up the phone. Maybe you maybe you figure it out now sooner rather than later. But I think most teams will play off of this. It'll help the conversations, or it'll, you know, temper it to some degree. You get another game or two in, and then, yeah, because of the deadline, the interest will obviously, you know, ignite again. But I don't – unless you're a seller, unless you're the Carolina Panthers, and you can say based on that deal with the Cleveland Browns, we now know what we can sort of get or what our framework is, then outside of that, I do think it's probably going to be later towards the trade deadline than the action sort of carrying us through the week.
I'm looking at Deontay Johnson's contract. So he is going to be a free agent at the end of the season. I mean, he's almost in the exact same vein as almost all of the guys that we're talking about. Amari Cooper is going to be a free agent at the end of this season. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a free agent at the end of this season. So there's going to be options in the spring if the Chiefs want to go pick up a wide receiver because they're unsure about the suspension with Rashee Rice, if they're unsure about the shoulder of Hollywood Brown, there are going to be options. So to give you really quickly the numbers on Deontay Johnson, I mean, his salary is super, super straightforward. He has a base salary of $7 million, has a roster bonus of $3 million. His cap hit is $10 million. So let's say right now, just based on the percentage of the season that we're in, we're heading into what, week six of the NFL season. So you've played about what, 35% of the season, 40%. Maybe my math is a little bit off there off the top of my head. So let's say the cap hit for Deontay Johnson is around $6 million. I mean, you're not getting Deontay Johnson at 28 years old with the production that he's had. You ain't getting him for a sixth round pick. It's going to be, I would say, a fifth round pick or higher to go get him. The market has kind of been set. Now, I don't think he's Davante Adams. I don't think he's Amari Cooper. So maybe you're not trading a top 100 pick. I don't think you're getting Deontay Johnson, though, for a sixth round pick. It's going to be a little bit pricey. And you think on the back end of a cap hit, it's also going to be a bigger cap hit for Amari Cooper. That's why this entire time I've been looking at the totality of the contract for Amari Cooper, and it just made a lot of sense. You're talking about salary that you had to take on with him. It's less than $1 million to go get Amari Cooper. That's not what it was going to be for DeAndre Hopkins. That's not what it's going to be for Deontay Johnson. The Amari Cooper deal just made a lot of sense for Kansas City. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Every year we have done this. Coming off the bye week, we do not ask him any football questions. We have a little fun with the quarterback of the Chiefs and ask him some random ridiculousness. We will play that for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You hear that music? That's Brett Veach's entrance music. He's coming down to the ring. During the commercial break, the Buffalo Bills have released Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Rob, I know we have to play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes, and I promise you we are going to do that here coming up in a bit. If you can fade the music down just a little bit, let me tell you guys how things worked for Marquez Valdes-Scantling while he was in Buffalo. Now, he signed a one-year, fully guaranteed $2.25 million deal. In his time in Buffalo, he had two catches for 26 yards. Now, I don't have to tell you guys this because you know MVS will be in Kansas City by dinner time tomorrow. I mean, you could just see the writing on the wall, don't we? Rob, come on now. You know I'm not telling any stories here. When I play that Stone Cold theme music, when you hear that entrance, you know Brett Veach loves a reunion. They brought back Juju. They brought back Mecole Hardman. I mean, at this point, let's just bring the whole band back together. They also said not that long ago. In fact, a couple of days ago, they talked about bringing guys back that know the system. Who knows the system better than MVS?
Yeah, man, I think it's probably what Adam was saying, too. I think that helped Juju and his situation coming back in and jumping in. It helped Mecole coming back. But I'm not telling you other guys can't come in and help out. So, I don't think that's an issue. It's just going to take them a little bit longer to figure it out and get on the same page with Pat and all those things. Won't be quite as what you've seen with these other guys that have been in it. But I'm not saying that we need to bring anybody else in. You asked a question. I'm just saying that I'm answering your question on that, man. So.
Well, I mean, I think we know how this ends. You know what, Rob? We might need to start taking some of these lists and start scratching some names off, man. They're not going to get Deontay Johnson. Their options are DeMarcus Robinson or MVS. We're going to play Let's Make a Deal here, and there's two doors. One door is DeMarcus Robinson. The other door is MVS. They might get crazy and go get both of them. I mean, don't let that money burn a hole in your pocket. Not when MVS is available. If MVS isn't on the Chiefs, then he's not going to be on the league. We saw what he was like at the end of his time in Kansas City, and he couldn't get on the field over Mac Hollins in Buffalo. He got replaced by Mac Hollins. MVS is joining the Chiefs by dinner tomorrow. He's gonna post a selfie with Taylor Swift Thursday at noon. Happy to be back. They probably didn't even clean out MVS's locker. This is exactly what happened with Mecole Hardman. Remember, Cole Hardman went to the Jets. It wasn't working out. He got beat out by a couple people. He was back on Kansas City, and he was taking pictures with T-Swift. I'm telling you, you heard the Stone Cold music. That Brett Veach right now coming to the ring in the Royal Rumble, ready to go get his receiver. MVS is coming back. I'm not reporting that. I'm just simply telling you that we have seen enough Chiefs football to know exactly what's going to happen. MVS is going to be on the team by the end of the show today. You're going to hit the breaking news sounder, and MVS is coming in for a visit tomorrow morning, which means he's just going to go ahead and stay. Go ahead and bring your stuff. You still got the playbook. You still know the Chiefs are thin at wide receiver. It's going to be a nothing deal for him to come back. I mean, he's already been paid out by Buffalo. His contract was guaranteed. You're going to get him at the veteran minimum. MVS is going to be on the Chiefs. MVS is going to play on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. Mark my words. Earlier today, we had the chance to catch up with Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. So we have a tradition. It is the bye. That means we do not ask him any football questions. It is just random questions to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. I started with, are you excited? And Rob, you can hear it in his tone. He was really excited for this interview.
Super excited. Let's get it.
All right, let's do it. The number one question when I ask people, hey, what do you want Patrick to answer, is people want to know what your hair care routine is. So you wake up in the morning, you got to do something to your hair. Take us through the process.
Yeah, no, it's easy. It's just my normal head and shoulders, just like the commercial. I throw it in the hair, and then my hair just curls like this.
No, you got to do something to it. You got to put some gel in it. You got to do some comb stuff. Nobody just wakes up with it naturally curly like that.
No, honestly, it's just, you just do the shampoo, conditioner. I brush the sides a little bit, but other than that, my hair just naturally is curly. I didn't know until I grew the mohawk out that my hair was like this. It just kind of happened, and I liked it after that.
Have you ever, like, one day was, like, sitting down in the barber chair, and you were like, man, it's time for me to switch things up?
Oh, I think about that all the time. Like, I know the Netflix show showed that. Like, I've wanted to cut my hair for a while now, but we've had a good thing rolling, and I don't like changing stuff up, so I'll keep it as long as we keep rolling.
All right, right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. What is your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
I've never eaten a Pop-Tart in my entire life, so I think I'm going to have to change that at some point because everybody loves them, but Brittany loves them. I don't know what her favorite flavor is, but she loves them.
What was your, like, breakfast as a kid? Were you a cereal person? Were you, like, a bacon and eggs? Like, 8-year-old Patrick Mahomes, you're watching cartoons on a Saturday. What was your breakfast like?
I've never been a huge, like, breakfast at breakfast time person, but if it's like a brunch or a lunch or even breakfast for dinner, I'm always the scrambled eggs, the bacon. I love a nice piece of toast or biscuit and gravy, kind of something like that. But I never eat really early in the morning. It's just more breakfast at lunch, breakfast for dinner for me.
Okay, it's good to know that you like bacon. One of the questions I had down, so Gail, from 1 to 10, how crisp do you like your bacon? So 1 is super floppy, 10 is the crispiest, almost break your teeth off hard. How crispy do you like your bacon to be?
I would say probably closer to a 6 or a 7. I want it to be at least a little bit crispy. I don't want it overly done. I think it's too, like, 10 to me is too much. But I want it to be a little bit crispy, and then you got a little bit of floppiness in there, just nothing too crazy.
All right, I have never asked you this question. I'm excited because this is such a critical moment in every boy's life. I remember when I beat my dad one-on-one in basketball, and for game point, it was one of the hardest fouls that I had to earn that final bucket. Can you tell us the story of when you beat your dad in sports and something for the first time?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I think the story that I think about the most, I don't know if it was the first time I ever beat my dad, but the first time I beat him in golf, I had to be, I think it was after I left college and after my first year playing in the NFL, just because, I mean, in basketball and stuff like that, that stuff happened, I think, probably in high school, but that was the one that I think hurt him the most, was me beating him on the golf course, and then now I beat him all the time, and it really eats at him because he was able to beat me in golf our entire life, and now that I play so much in the off season, I've gotten pretty good. But he'll beat me every once in a while. But for the most part, I got him on the golf course. But I mean, it's hard, dude. My dad's 6'4", professional baseball player, got college offers in basketball, I mean, and football. So it was hard for me to beat him growing up in anything, and he wasn't letting me beat him in anything either.
I know that you have some time to get ready for this, but are you mentally prepared for Bronze is going to have this story about you? Like, one day, it's going to catch you off guard, and Bronze is going to beat you with something, and you're going to have to tell this story to somebody else.
Yeah, that day's not coming anytime soon. So I'll think about that in about 18, 20 years whenever he gets a little older.
Whenever you played Mario Kart, who was your Mario Kart character?
I was a Yoshi guy myself. I don't know why. I liked the vibes that he had. And I felt like, for some reason when I was a kid, I felt like he was the fastest in the car, even though that makes no sense.
No, that actually makes sense. I was Big Toad person for that reason. That stuff matters. You know, like Bowser or Donkey Kong, they were heavier. But yeah, like Yoshi and Toad, they were always a little lighter and faster.
That's what I thought. Like, I didn't know if that was a true fact or not, but in my head, I was like, if I can just outrun them, I don't have to worry about Donkey Kong or Bowser really getting to me. It was a bit. I played it growing up, and then I played it a lot in college. We were finding all the shortcuts. I was looking up all the ways to cheat and win, and it was a lot of fun to play.
What was you guys' college video game? For me, it was Halo 3 and Smash Bros. We played way too much of that in college. Whenever you guys had free time, what was the game that you played?
I played a ton. I got a ton of 2K, just basketball. We played a little bit of FIFA as well. I think one of the World Cups happened when I was in college, so we played a ton of that at that point. But I was a ton of just 2K basketball, just going out there, either doing the My Career or even just like we would play just the regular like teams. And we'd do that for hours on hours, man. Probably hurt my grades a little bit playing so much.
All right, this might be the toughest question I've ever asked you. These are the two scenarios. You and Travis can play at Augusta, or you can play with Tiger at Pebble Beach. Which one would you pick?
I feel like it's cheating because I've played Augusta a couple times now. So I would play with Tiger because I haven't played with Tiger yet. So I gotta see what Tiger's like in person. I haven't even got to meet him, and I want to ask him about some of the stuff that he did as far as his career and how he dominated for so long.
So I didn't know this. I didn't know you had played Augusta. The last time I asked you about it, you hadn't played at Augusta. Now you've played it multiple times. What is it like?
It's everything that it's advertised to be, man. It's a special place, and I think obviously the golf course is unreal, and it's stuff that it looks like it's literally made in a factory because it's so nice, but I think just me growing up watching golf and like seeing all these shots, every time I'm at a spot, I'm like, Bubba Watson hit one here, or Tiger Woods hit one here, or whoever it is. And I think it was a magical place as a fan of golf that I am.
What hole was your favorite to play?
For me, I would say my favorite one was probably, I would just say 12, just because 12 is so iconic. Amon's Corner, but I had a lot of fun on 13 as well. I either parted or got like double or triple bogey or whatever. I even got one birdie on there. All the holes are amazing, and I think I remember some of the shots more than anything.
A couple more questions here for Patrick Mahomes. We're doing our random no football questions for the bye week. Patrick, do you ever listen to podcasts?
I do sometimes. I either listen to podcasts or I listen to like audiobooks. So that's kind of what I listen to instead of music sometimes.
What's your favorite podcast? What was the most recent audiobook you listened to?
I'm listening to an audiobook called Captain's Class. So it's just about different captains throughout all sports and how they did it. And then as far as podcasts, I've been listening. My buddy Andrew Santino has one called Bad Friends. It's a little bit more comedy-based. And so sometimes if I'm trying to get a laugh in or something like that, I'll throw that on.
What is Sterling's favorite book? Whenever she's going to bed, I'm sure you read to her a couple times. Is there a book that she likes more than the other ones?
I wouldn't say that she has a favorite anymore. She's read so many now, and we have a million books for her that we read at night. But Bronze loves this book called Daddy Hugs. It's about this elephant and his dad kind of cruising around the jungle. So I'll give Bronze his favorite book right now. It's called Daddy Hugs.
All right, I have been wondering this because last year I asked you, did you have Venmo? Because that was a big debate around here. I am curious this. When was the last time that you bought something and you didn't buy it because it was too expensive? That happens to us on a regular basis. I'm wondering if this ever happens to you.
I don't know. I can't remember what I haven't bought just because of the price point. But I know like right now, like, as I've like built houses and stuff like that, that there's been a lot of times I've had to not get stuff because of the prices of things, and I'm just like, I just can't. No matter how much money I have, I just can't spend that much on that. So that's more of the things, like just kind of keeping it in the budget is something that I have to really kind of be tight on.
Okay, that makes sense. I am curious, how do you get clothes? Like, you can't go to the mall the way that regular people do. How do you buy clothes? Do you have a stylist that brings them to you? You know, because sometimes you got to go. You got to try it on. You got to see how it feels. You got to see how it fits. How do you buy clothes?
That's a Brittany Mahomes question. She styles me, so she's the one that gets all the clothes and gets them for me. And so she'll send me stuff, and she doesn't know if I'll wear it or not, and I'll just say yes or no. And if usually she has a good feel of what I would wear, and so she gets it, and then I get home, and it's in my closet, and then I just pick from that.
Halloween is right around the corner. Have you guys decided what you're doing for Halloween?
We have. It's a surprise. Sterling picked it, so it's a surprise, and the kids are super excited about it, and I'm going to be excited as well. I get to go get some candy with the kids.
What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is probably any type of, like, gummy, like Sour Patch Kids, either Jolly Rancher gummies, stuff like that is probably my favorite candy, and then every once in a while I'll get some, like, Reese's Pieces or Reese's. Or M&M's or something like that, but mostly to the sour gummies.
All right, last thing here, and I appreciate you having a little fun with us today with our random questions. I have to ask you, has Taylor ever baked something for you, and what did she make you?
I don't. She never, like, baked anything specifically for me, she's made different treats that have been around my house, just like muffins and donuts and stuff like that. Her and, Sterling's a big baker as well, so they make some stuff together sometimes. And I'm not gonna say I don't eat them. So it is as good as everybody's talked about. She's great as it comes as far as it comes to baking.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today for our yearly We Don't Ask Football Questions interview. Patrick, we will get back to football next week, but it's the bye week. We like having a little bit of fun, man. We appreciate your time today.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. That is Patrick Mahomes joining us on the show today. We will have so many football questions next week. There have been so many trades. We interviewed him earlier this morning. I would have at least asked him about the trades before we asked him about Pop-Tarts, but... we were very happy to catch up with Patrick Mahomes next week after the game against San Francisco. He's never had a Pop-Tart before, Rob? Is that a normal experience, you think? Everybody's had a Pop-Tart before. He's never had one before?
That seems abnormal. Like, it's one thing to be like, hey, I prefer it toasted versus not toasted. Hey, I like this flavor.
Which side of the camp are you on? Are you on toasted
cold,
or not toasted?
Cold. Take it right out of that little foil package, open it up, eat it.
You're not getting the best out of it, though.
No, I am getting the best out of it.
No.
I don't want it hot. Yuck.
No.
Toaster strudel hot. Not a Pop-Tart. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm actually not a toasted or cold. I like to put it in the microwave for like 5 to 7 seconds. What's your favorite flavor? Because there's only one right answer here. It's s'mores, right? Text line 913-586-7965. It's s'mores. That's the best version of Pop-Tarts.
I actually prefer the cinnamon brown sugar as number one.
Oh, that's the best one.
That's the best one. And then wild cherry is two.
One of those, you know, like in the off season where Pat does those things with like GQ or Esquire, he, you know, shoots those videos with those big publications. He should do a Pop-Tart taste test just right there in front of everybody. This is the first Pop-Tart I've ever had. I would love to have a Pop-Tart and just see what it's like. I actually was much more of a toaster strudel individual than Pop-Tarts. Both of them delicious, but toaster strudels, just clearly the superior breakfast pastry if you were going to eat one of them. I do like that Patrick just lives such an incredible life that he can casually just say, I've played Augusta multiple times. Not once, like, oh, it was a thing. It's like you played Augusta and then was like, I get the opportunity to go back and play Augusta again. Like, he will probably get the opportunity to play it again. Like, that was not the last. He's 29 years old. He will play Augusta again several times again in his life.
He also had a favorite hole. He had a favorite result on favorite hole. He acted like I do when I get to play Tomahawk Creek. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is how I feel about Augusta. Okay.
Yeah. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT s'mores, they're the Starbucks and Uggs of Pop-Tarts. Don't be basic. It's just the best flavor. There's two elite flavors of Pop-Tarts. The other ones are fine. It's s'mores, and I'm sorry, just a regular standard strawberry. You know they got the little frosting on the top with the little sprinkles on there. Yeah, give me a little strawberry, man. Just give me a little strawberry. Pop-Tart. Someone says Pop-Tart needs to contact Patrick Mahomes' people. Yeah, this is a no-doubter. This is a no-doubter. We might have helped a business deal come together. Kellogg's, the quarterback of the Chiefs, the best, most popular player in the league, said he's never had a Pop-Tart before. Why don't you call him up and put him in a commercial? Put the little ones in a commercial.
They could use a little positive, you know, buzz after that Jerry Seinfeld terrible Pop-Tart movie. Did you ever see that thing on Netflix?
You watch that?
Unfortunately.
Yo, what was going on in your life one day where you and Caroline were laying there like, hey, you know what we should watch today? The Jerry Seinfeld Pop-Tart movie.
It had all the makings of being funny. Jerry Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Bill Burr. The list of people goes on. It was a nonsense idea. I'm like, this is where Seinfeld should shine. And it didn't shine.
I do like to know in these conversations that, you know, Patrick is still like the rest of us, that he just sees things and he's like, no, we're not buying that. Like, I can buy that, but you know what? No, we're not getting this. No, absolutely not. All right, coming up on the other side, we appreciate Patrick indulging us on our questions. I promise you, next week, for those of you talk sports individuals, we will be back to talking sports with Patrick Mahomes. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to talk about wide receiver. That has been the story of the day in the National Football League. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I know I said that we were going to get back to talking about wide receiver, and I promise you that we will. Lifetime just announced a holiday movie. I want to tell you guys what the plot of the movie is. The movie centers around a pop star who hasn't found Mr. Right until she meets a professional football player backstage at one of her shows. After the football player publicly declares that he has a crush on her, they begin dating. That is the plot of a Lifetime Hollywood movie. Rob, I cannot wait to review this for our Bad Movies, Worst Opinions podcast. I don't care what the rating is. This is something that we need to discuss on the show. We need to discuss this on the podcast. We need to have a watch party for this movie. This is the greatest plot of a Lifetime movie that I have possibly ever seen. So I'm telling you right now, I would go ahead. Maybe your wife doesn't know about this. You should surprise her with the information and tell her that November 23rd at 8 p.m., you've already started to make some plans. So go ahead and block that off. I don't care if football is on. You're not watching football. You're watching Christmas in the Spotlight on Lifetime, Rob. You've already got your plans. You've already got your holiday plans to watch this movie. Does this not sound like a fantastic movie, one that should be enjoyed and watched by everybody?
Plot seems a little far-fetched. Have we ever seen a football player and a pop star start to date? No, I can think of. No,
never happened before. Completely original. This is like when they put that little disclaimer at the beginning of Law & Order episodes where they say that this is just a coincidence. It's not based on a real story. And you're thinking, hold on, that was that story I remember reading in the newspaper like 3 weeks ago. No, they're doing that with this Lifetime movie. So I cannot wait. This is one of the 12 new holiday films on Lifetime. If you would like to know that, Rob, Christmas in the Spotlight, November 23rd. You can catch that at 8 p.m. All right, let's get back to this. Very serious football things. I apologize for derailing us with Lifetime movies. I'm back. I'm focused. I'm ready to go. I'm not even saying this to be funny. I am not joking. This is a real serious matter. We all know that MVS is coming back, right? Like, I know we were joking with the Stone Cold entrance, and he is 100% coming back, right? Think about it. Mecole Hardman, disaster with the Jets. The Chiefs traded for Mecole Hardman. They traded for him. Juju Smith-Schuster got released by the New England Patriots. Chiefs ran to go get Juju Smith-Schuster. Isn't this where they complete the triangle and they bring back MVS? Knows the system, knows the scheme, fits into the locker room. They're a little thin at wide receiver, and it also gives them a break in case of emergency if an injury happens, because an injury will probably happen. I said that earlier, and someone said, well, why are you going to jinx us? I mean, if you think they're winning the Super Bowl, they have 15 more games left at a minimum. That's with them even getting the bye. They have a minimum of 15 games left in the season. They will probably encounter another injury. So you need to build up the depth, put some more wide receivers in the cupboard. One of those wide receivers is going to be MVS. Now, I'm not saying that that means they are not going to go make a trade still. A trade is certainly still possible. I would still side with they are going to make a trade versus they are not going to make a trade. But I am telling you that if there is one thing that we know about Brett Veach, when Brett Veach is single, he is not going out to meet new young ladies. No, he is going in his phone and he is texting the ones from 2-3 years ago from the last time that he is single. They don't bring in new wide receivers in this scenario. No, they go get that old thing back. Man, whatever happened to Amanda? Man, let me see what Amanda's doing. Let me go on her Facebook and see if she's married. Oh, it says divorced. Quick message. They're bringing MVS back. I'm not joking. This is serious. I got a straight face on. You can see it right now on the Twitch straight face. They're going to get MVS. Immediately, they are going to get MVS.
I would bet MVS is going to Kansas City, and maybe this is six in one hand, half dozen another, semantics, whatever. I would bet he's on the practice squad. I bet he's a practice squad member, and then within 2 to 3 weeks, he gets activated, and then we'll know like what the long-term plan is. But MVS is in some form or fashion a Chief. Maybe it's the Kareem Hunt plan where they bring him in, practice squad, and then they eventually elevate him. Maybe it's just practice squad for practice squad's sake, like they did with Melvin Gordon all those years ago. But the betting money is that he's a Chief in some form or fashion. And I'm saying this half joking, half very honest. If the Chiefs cut Justin Ross in the practice squad to make room for MVS, the text line that day is going to be absolutely beside themselves. And it's going to be great content.
I mean, are they? I mean, again, I guess to be serious, you don't have to cut him. Just put MVS on the practice squad.
Yeah, kind of like Justin Ross already on the practice squad. To make room, you have to. You can't carry an endless number on the practice squad. It's not just vibes, and we get to 150 like it's college football.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, we all know that this number, you can manipulate the number a little bit. Somebody gets injured, you put them on the IR, you bring in MVS, and then you can just, it's constantly evolving. Kind of like scholarship limits in college football. Sure, there's a limit to scholarships. Trust me, you can always create room for one more if you need to. So that's why I'm saying is, at least for MVS, I'm not saying I want MVS back, but the Chiefs need a wide receiver. A wide receiver who was on the team last year is now available. They are going to get that individual. 100% going to get him. He's physical. He can run block on the outside. He knows the system. He knows the scheme. And, I mean, he's an upgrade over Sky Moore, is he not? You guys know where I stand on MVS, Mr. Applebee's, Mr. 2 for 20. You know where I am on him. He's an upgrade over Sky Moore. I think they're going to get MVS, man. I'd be stunned if MVS is not on the team by Thursday. Legitimately stunned if he is not on the team. It would go against almost everything they've done for the last 3 years. Every time MVS was available, they have gone to get the MVS equivalent. Mecole Hardman was unhappy in New York City. They went to go get him. Juju got released. They went to go get him. Mike Pinnell was available. They went to go get him. They always bring these guys back. MVS is coming back.
I mean, again, I'm not doing, like, I agree. I don't want MVS back. But it would surprise me if he's not in some form or fashion, that includes the practice squad, back with the Chiefs. I don't know if he catches a ball. I don't know if he takes a real snap. But I do believe he's in red before the end of maybe next week. Maybe they like sign him on next Tuesday when it's an off day, but he feels like a Chief.
Brett Veach has never unfollowed any of his exes on Instagram. You got to, right?
Except for Sammy Watkins. He walked on Watkins.
Well, Watkins was just done playing football, period, though. Watkins never had the capability of coming back. He is definitely still friends with the Facebook on Facebook with her and still likes some of the pictures from time to time. Just the Chiefs are always like a shadowy figure in the back. If you are a middling player in the league that used to play on the Chiefs are always right around the corner looking to save you from the terrible situation that you were in. Like, the only reason we're talking about DeMarcus Robinson on the Chiefs is because he was on the team before. It's not like you loved the DeMarcus Robinson experience, but he's available. He knows the system. You know those are the kind of guys that Brett Veach loves to
bring back.
Frankly,
Chiefs fans did not like the DeMarcus Robinson experience.
He was actually, when we used to do this, when we started the Circle of Trust, he actually ran outside of the Circle of Trust. He had a chance to be inside the Circle of Trust, but it was like that scene on Angels in the Outfield when they said run home and the little boy just started running to his actual home. That's how DeMarcus Robinson used to be when he was here in Kansas City. They did that every single time. Coming up at the top of the hour, Matt Verderam is going to join us on the show, our dear friend from Sports Illustrated. There has been a lot of movement in the National Football League over the course of the last 24 hours. We'll get his thoughts on all of those moves. We'll ask him about who makes sense for Kansas City to go trade for. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.